Finding a Way Forward, Richard's Journey Through Rehabilitation. Richard is a blind veteran with an extraordinary life behind him and a renewed sense of purpose ahead. Now in his 80s, his sight loss journey began subtly. The right eye had been going for years, he explains. Eventually, the left one developed a cataract, but the hospital couldn't remove it until the optician could no longer correct it with lenses. When the cataract was finally removed, his recovery didn't follow the same path as friends who'd praised their post-op clarity. The next day, I just had a mist in front of my eye. Something wasn't right. A specialist took one look and confirmed the change. Richard's macular degeneration had turned from dry to wet. He was immediately referred for treatment. I had 8 months of injections, he recalls. They didn't hurt, just a bit of pressure, but in the end, they weren't helping anymore. The change wasn't just physical, of course. The loss of sight impacted Richard practically and emotionally. A lifelong brass band musician, having played since age 9, he could no longer read music. I could still play, but not being able to read the parts, I was lost. That was the hardest thing. But things were about to get even harder. In April 1 year ago, Richard was hit by a car coming out of a COVID jab appointment. Already recovering from knee surgery, the impact left him with severe soft tissue damage to his foot and knocked his mobility and confidence back even further. I was back on 2 sticks again, he says. It felt like a big step backward. He reached out for help, and after receiving an overwhelming amount of information from other charities, he found that our rehabilitation programme that made the biggest impact. In fact, within just a week of his first stay at our Rustington Centre, Richard felt transformed. My confidence went through the roof, he says. I was a different man. Blind Veterans UK has been brilliant, he continues. The physiotherapy, the cane training, the kitchen skills. It's all about helping you to stay as independent as possible for as long as possible, and that's all I want. The staff have been exceptional, especially my rovy Lizzie, who has really helped build up my confidence. Richard also made new friends with other veterans, quickly bonding over shared stories and familiar camaraderie. It's like being back in the service, he laughs. It really lifted me. Richard completed his white cane training and arrived home to find his brand new white cane awaiting him. Not one to sit around, he committed himself to daily exercises, practicing cane use and slowly transitioning from walking with 2 sticks to just one. I've been walking with 1 stick for 10 weeks now, he says proudly. My goal is always to have a spare hand, especially for using my white cane. Tech has helped too. Using his iPad and iPhone as magnifiers, he's learned to manage his own emails and read his documents. I just needed someone to show me how, he says. Before he lost his sight, Richard spent 23 years in the Royal Navy, much of it in submarines. He trained as an electrical engineer and travelled the world, spending time in the West Indies. I loved it, he says. We even started a steel band out there. Throughout it all, music was a central thread. From volunteer bands to championship section ensembles, Richard played baritone for decades. Being told I was good enough for the first baritone part in a championship band, I'll never forget that. Now, with the help of Blind Veterans UK, he's looking forward to the future. I'm walking again, I'm learning the white cane, and I'm cooking. He chuckles about his beloved stir fries. Never the same twice. I just rummage through the cupboards, and as long as I've got soy sauce and Chinese spice, I'm good to go. Richard's story is a testament to how support, perseverance and the right tools can empower someone to reclaim their life after sight loss. He's quick to credit the staff. They couldn't be more helpful. They just get it, and nothing is too much for them. Meanwhile, his rovy Lizzie is so proud. She says he's like a different man to when I first met him.